Hi, this is Amy from The Daily.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So firstly, I just want to clarify before anything. So the wet shelter program, is that at Open Door or at another shelter?
No, it actually has nothing to do with us. The reason, you know, people have been asking my opinion or our opinion is just because we're one of the few places that allow in intoxicated people, and we've advocated to get a wet shelter in Montreal in the past, but we're not affiliated with the wet shelter that's going to be opening up in any way.
Okay. Well, we can still talk about the wet shelter and why it's important. So, firstly, what is a wet shelter? And what are the greatest misconceptions or conclusions people jump to when first learning about wet shelters?
I think a lot of people assume it's a place like an open bar where you just come in and are given free alcohol, and people are going in there basically to drink and get drunk and have a party. But that's very, that's nothing at all what it is. Like I said, it's basically a place. It's more of a move of compassion, because many people are unable to stop drinking for an entire 8 hours overnight without experiencing, in some cases, very severe withdrawal symptoms. Some people have to drink every 2 or 3 hours, otherwise they'll start shaking, possibly convulsing, throwing up, incontinence, and things like that.
How does this perception of addiction, like, affect those facing homelessness? And how does it, like, hinder them from getting support?
Well, a lot of people, just assume that if you're homeless, it's because you're lazy or it's, always of your own making. But, many people have experienced cultural traumas or generational trauma and violence, that goes back generations. Some people just have had a drinking problem that perhaps got out of hand, and now they're unable to stop, and many people would like to stop, but there aren't always the resources available for them to have that support and that assistance to help them stop. So, a lot of people just look down on the homeless or the addicted person and think it's their own choice, but oftentimes it is not.
Open Door doesn't provide the wet shelter, but what facility does?
Well, I don't know what organizations are the ones that are going to be doing the wet shelter.
Okay. And so Open Door allows, intoxicated individuals into the shelter. I didn't know this, as I'm just asking. Is that, like, not usually protocol? Really? Why is that?
If you're visibly intoxicated, most places won't let you in, and some places will not let you in if you tell them you drink and all that day. And it's, basically, I would assume it's a liability issue. They're afraid that people will get out of hand. And of course, people when you drink, you lose your inhibitions. It's one of the first things that happens. So, there is the potential for problems, but we understand here that, try to be compassionate and understand that not everybody is choosing to drink. Some people have to drink in order to not get sick, and they have to have somewhere to go. So that's probably about it. Intoxicated.
So what inspired
you? It's an opportunity for us to help them and support them if they do want to get better. Like, if we didn't allow in people who were intoxicated, was able to bring 42 people to rehab and detox last year, and if we didn't let in intoxicated people, that number would have been much lower.
And what inspired you to work for Open Door?
Well, 5 years ago, I was a client of the Open Door. I was homeless. I had a drug addiction, and it caused me to lose my apartment, and I would use the Open Door when I got sober. I went back to do community service there, and here at the Open Door, and a job opened up, and unique, and I also did some schooling, and then a job opened up. I decided I wanted to try to help people, give them the same support that I was given when I was, struggling, and I want to be an example for others that there is an actual, legitimate chance of recovery, and I just wanted to be able to give back, so that's what I'm doing here.
When going through rehabilitation, withdrawal is part of the process. Why is this not always an option for people who are facing homelessness?
Because you can die from alcohol withdrawal. If you're not medically detoxed, alcohol is one of the very, if not the only, one of the few substances that you actually can die. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very dangerous just to stop drinking cold turkey. No one would ever recommend that, no medical professional, because you can die. And that's why rehabs will not... it's harder and harder to get people into rehab nowadays because of the liability, where rehabs are afraid to take people in unless they've been medically detoxed first. When I tried to break into rehab, a year or 2 years ago, if they drank two or three of the big beers a day, which is like the big 1.18 liters, so say three cans of beer, you could drink up to two or three of those a day a couple of years ago and still get into a rehab. Now, if you drink more than one, you can't get into a rehab unless you've been medically detoxed. And perhaps there were some things that happened in Quebec that made rehabs afraid. Perhaps there were some issues, but now you have to be medically detoxed. And the problem with that is it's an arduous process. To get somebody into a medical detox, it takes up to 3 weeks. And it's just unrealistic for anyone who's homeless. I mean, it's hard enough if you're a soccer mom who drinks a bottle of wine a day and you want to cut down to a bottle on the weekend. Hard enough to make the three appointments and show up when you're supposed to, but if you're homeless, it's virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm. In the news, there's been some coverage on the conflicts going on in Open Door. Why is it important for the Montreal community to continue supporting Open Door?
Well, it's important because, as I said, we're one of the places that will support people throughout their entire journey. I mean, there's rehabs, there's detox, day shelters. We're someone, because of my experience and kind of been through it, I'll, bring somebody from here to medical detox. I'll bring them from the detox to the rehab. Yesterday, I picked somebody up from prison, RDP prison, and brought them to rehab. And once they're getting out of rehab, I give people my number. I'll bring them to 12-step fellowship meetings, like Alcoholics Anonymous or Cocaine Anonymous or whatever it is they need. So we really support people. I'll help them get into a reinsertion center after rehab, because it's very important not to just go back to the street or back to your safe environment when you're first getting out of rehab. So I'm able to support people, or we're able to support people throughout the entire process. And I think that's very important if recovery is something that you want to focus on.
And lastly, in this coverage, a lot of the characterization of people facing homelessness was kind of violent and made them seem erratic. Why is this coverage on people facing homelessness problematic?
Well, I just find it's not true. most of the people that we encounter, some of the sweetest people, they're just struggling and in pain, sometimes when people are in pain, if we're not understanding the type of pain they're in, we may mischaracterize them, but definitely, it's just not a true perception.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for talking with us.